Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. 48 years and going strong. That's the phenomenon known as The Price is Right, the longest-running game show in this medium's existence. And if that's not all, Price is back in prime time with a new set of At Night specials on CBS. New executive producer Evan Warfel joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Netflix to Prince Harry and Meghan, Deal or No Deal, Screen Actors Guild TV Award recap, and our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio with Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Good to have you with us on this Martin Luther King Jr. birthday Monday today. 29 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Yes, we're back in the freeze, but only for a little while. It does get better as the week rolls on. And we welcome you to the program All About Television. Good guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, phone call from you. So be interactive with us in the conversation. Just dial in at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. If you're shy about using the phone, no problem with us because we got a chat room and it's ready to hear from you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the phone is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions, other people can be live with you. And welcome from The Price is Right comes on down from Los Angeles after these news notes. If Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle want to become TV producers amid their departure from British royalty obligations, Netflix is all ears. Quote, who wouldn't be interested? Yes, sure, unquote. That's the response from Netflix's chief content officer Ted Sarandos over the weekend in Los Angeles. Press Association was the news organization putting the question to Sarandos. Previously, Netflix completed a deal for content from Higher Ground Productions that was a venture formed by former President Barack Obama and wife Michelle. American Factory, Higher Ground's first presentation, was given a theatrical release and was nominated for Best Documentary Feature Oscar last week. In case you missed it, the Screen Actors Guild Awards were presented last night on TBS and TNT in a simulcast, and here's a recap of the TV winners. In the drama categories, the Ensemble Award went to The Crown. Best Drama Actor, Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones, and Best Drama Actress, Jennifer Aniston from The Morning Show. In the comedy categories, the Ensemble, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. For Best Comedy Actor, Kelly Shalhoub from that series, and for Best Comedy Actress, she has been winning Emmys, all sorts of awards left and right, Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. And in the miniseries categories, the actor and actress both came from the same program, FX's miniseries, Fosse Vernon. Sam Rockwell played Bob Fosse, Michelle Williams, who played Gwen Brennan, they both won in the acting categories for that movie miniseries arena. And for Best Ensemble, it was Game of Thrones. The final tally as far as streaming services were concerned, Amazon was the big winner with 3, all in the comedy categories, Queen Sweep, HBO and FX tied for 2, and Apple TV and Netflix with 1 apiece. Central Avenue, where Will Packer's entertainment news series Test Them on Fox-owned TV stations last fall, will premiere nationally this fall. The series will play on weekends, 2 half-hours per weekend. Lisa Bermudez and Sonya Richards-Ross will co-host Central Avenue, with Denmark Mercury syndicating it beyond Fox markets. And before Christy William Cain's cover of 1917, she contributed scripts to popular TV series Penny Dreadful. With an Oscar nomination in hand for 1917, Wilson and Cain's has 2 series in development. One is adapting bestseller The Mastermind for Amazon. The other is Prophet, self-described as darkly comic. No plumbing service is connected to that undertaking. And that is news notes for now. And now joining us at or near the Bob Barker Studios in Los Angeles, the home of The Price is Right, the new executive producer of the series, Evelyn Warfel. Evelyn Warfel, boy, happy new year and decade to you and all your crew.
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me. Happy new year to you, too.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. What's it been like now halfway through your first run as executive producer?
It's been great. We've had a really incredible season so far. The transition has been seamless. I worked on the show very closely with our former executive producer for about 7 years. So when I took over, I was very familiar with the show and running it. So it's been a very smooth and great transition. I have a great crew, great staff, and we've had a fun year so far.
It seems that right from the get-go of this season, one of the elements of the show this year has been to surprise people. And it came right off the bat with the opening episode where you decided for this first week, we're going to offer a bonus prize to the first contestant against the pricing game. What was the first bonus prize? A Tesla. Among the other prizes that week was maid service, like free services in different categories for a year. And it seems that that's been the modus operandi for you in this year to try to do some different things, like the rolling jackpot for Big Money Week and things like that. How much of that was put together right before you started on the season, and how much of it has happened as the season's gone along?
Yeah, so some of the specials, like Big Money Week, where you're referring to the rolling jackpot, every year we've done that. We've done a Big Money Week for quite a few years now, and every season we meet before we tape our specials, and I meet with the creative team here, and we're always talking about how we can do things bigger and better and different than the year before. So, the show's been on for 48 seasons, and so we want to continue to make the show feel fresh and new and exciting to our viewers. And so this year we wanted to do something different. Last year when we did Big Money Week, we did something where we matched the amount, the prize that the contestant won. So everybody who won got the cash value. And so we wanted to try it different by doing the rolling jackpot this year, which we thought was fun and exciting and carried throughout the episode. I will say we start planning. I mean, we do 190 episodes a season. So when we go on hiatus, we stop taping usually in April. I work through the break and start planning the calendar for the next year and what those specials will be. And the minute we get back in July, we're, at the drawing board figuring out how to make it even better. So it's a continuous planning process.
Mm-hmm. One of the big things this year, Evelyn, that you're now part of is the return of Price is Right to prime time in specials form on CBS. First of all, what was it like doing the back-to-back Christmas specials, which also included a rolling jackpot, in this case for charity with the celebrities involved? And what was the most important feedback you got from viewers to those specials?
Well, first of all, it's great doing them. Daytime had done Celebrity Charity Week prior seasons. And so when we pitched doing the series in prime time, we thought it would be fun to have to do that in prime time and bring the charity element and celebrities. And the feedback was great. If you read, we won the night for that. And I think the charity element is a huge, huge part of a way we can give back. And we're always looking to do that on the show. For the holidays, especially, I think it's important and fun. And Seth Rogen was amazing. And the cast of SEAL team was amazing. And we're going to do three more. So everybody was really, really happy with it. And we had great, great feedback.
Did you expect the kind of ratings you got where you were number one in the time period? I think it was both nights, both Sunday and Monday, back to back, you were number one.
I think when I first saw it, it didn't really occur to me because in daytime, it's the number one show in daytime for a game show in daytime. And so when I first saw, the ratings, I was like, oh, great. And then it took a minute to process, oh, wait, this is prime time. This is great. And I didn't really have any expectations. I was thrilled to see it. And we worked really hard to get those shows done. I think we taped the Seth Rogen show 4 days before it aired. So we were here kind of all hours getting that show ready and done. And so there was a lot of exhaustion. And so it was you know, thrilling to see how well it did. And I think everybody here who worked so hard on it, it was such a great, great reward to them for their hard work. So, and now we're doing three more, which is awesome.
Yeah, and they will be announced very soon on CBS. I think they're going to be, what, first half of the year before June?
Yeah, I think they're going to air sometime in May. We don't have exact dates yet, but they're going to air them in May.
The Price is Right is the longest-running game show in the history of this medium, and it's now in year 48. We've got the executive producer who started her run after 7 years as co-executive producer. For the series produced by Fremantle, and that's Evelyn Ruffel. She's with us live in a very rare exclusive interview here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised from Los Angeles. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Delighted to have you with us on MLK Jr. Birthday Monday. And if you have a question or comment for Evelyn, get it to us on the phone, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. If you're new to our program, All About Television, we are with you Mondays and Fridays at this very hour. This week, we have three episodes. We do a three-episode week once a month, and our next episode will be Wednesday, less than 48 hours from now. We'll tell you who our guests are through social media, Facebook and Twitter, as the week goes on. And by the way, if you'd like to catch up on recent episodes, all you have to do is go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised, or listen to the podcast. It's available on iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. When you go to iHeartRadio.com, put some RV Televised in the search bar, click, and you're in. And coming up shortly, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week. Get your thinking caps on. You could win a prize, or maybe two, if you know the correct answer. What has it been like for you, Evelyn, to transition yourself from a co-role into the overseer, the person who steers the ship?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you just repeat that one more time? I didn't hear the beginning.
Yeah, what has it been like for you to move up from being a co-executive producer to the person, the one in charge, the person that steers everything?
What was it like for me? It's been great. I alongside our former executive producer, he was also doing Let's Make a Deal. And so I took on a huge leadership role here as the co-executive producer. You know, I have an incredible team over here, and everybody is supportive and hardworking and passionate about their jobs. And so, you know, it's been great, and I love it, and I love the show, and I love putting on the specials and coming up with creative things to make it fresh and different than years prior. And I have a great support team at Fremantle, all the executives there. So it's been really wonderful.
What are the things that makes Price is Right so compelling to watch week after week, year after year, is you never know what show you are going to get. You never know what pricing games are going to happen. You never know what contestants are going to pop up on stage. You never know sometimes what celebrities are going to show up or somebody on the spur of the moment. For example, there was one week recently where you had the cast of Carol's Second Act, the new CBS comedy with Patricia Heaton that people know from Everybody Loves Raymond Fame and other programs. How do you determine what goes on what show? What games get rotated? How long does it take to say, okay, this is where we do a specific show on Monday, on Tuesday, and so forth? What's the process like?
Yeah, it's a long process. And so we have a couple different teams here. So we have a game producer, Chris, who keeps track of all the games we've put in shows. We're constantly looking at the calendar and, you know, dates even move sometimes just for being preempted. And then we're looking at what games did we play the previous week? What games are we playing the following week? We do the same with prizing. So once the games are put into the show, we then look at the prizing and we make sure that we're spacing it out. You know, we use prizes usually up to, I don't know, five or six times perhaps during a season, but we'll space them out so it's not familiar. I don't want people watching the show feeling like, oh, I saw that same purse last week, or that's the exact same living room they had on last week. So we like to keep it fresh, which also I think helps with, you know, play along and pricing. It's, you know, people aren't always looking at the same thing and knowing, you know, it's not predictable. And we try to also with the specials do something big once a month. So we might do a week-long stunt once a month, and then we'll do another like one-off show like the Carol's Second Act, or next month we have a blind date single show for Valentine's Day. So we kind of look at, you know, are there holidays coming up? Are there, you know, big shows on primetime that are new, that are premiering, that we can do some sort of tie-in with to keep it fresh? But I think really it's the contestants too. You know, we never know what we're going to get. We never know what kind of energy they're going to bring and excitement and what story they're going to come with. And that keeps it really exciting for everyone.
We have another person just joined our chat room, Simon Apple 049. So welcome aboard. You have a question or comment for everyone, put it in the room and make the call, 646-652-2906. In recent years, one of the most moving Price is Right episodes is the breast cancer episode, where all the contestants are people who are either dealing with breast cancer or other cancer, or others who have survived or thriving after their treatments. When I think the episode has already run. What was it like for you to do that episode? And what was it like for the whole, for Drew and the models and everybody, and George Gray and everybody else to be part of that, those episodes that I think really hit home with people?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of our, one of my personal favorite episodes that we do. It's really inspiring and emotional for everyone here. And we always do it, to kick off, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. And, I think, you know, it hits home to a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, even on the staff who are, you know, lost friends, cancer, breast cancer, who know people who have, you know, been fighting the disease. And it's just it's a feel-good show for us in a way to give back. And, you know, like I said, you know, with these celebrity charity shows also, it's just an important, it's important to me and to a lot of people and to the network. And so we try to find a way to do that to organically as we can tie it into a game show. You know, it's not, this is about, you know, a game and playing a game. And so it's a nice way for us to give back and to be able to share people's stories and share hope with people at home.
With Price, this week, for example, we have a whole week. I think the first time the whole week has been done on the Grammys. There's been individual shows in the past that were done and tied in with the Grammy Awards and Sunday Night and CBS. But was that something they're making for a while to do a whole week of music week show?
This show takes a lot of work and a lot of planning this week. It's, you know, trying to book the talent, coming up with creative that is musically themed to flow throughout the week. And, you know, it's tying in every act. You know, we want to have something that's music related. So, you know, it makes sense to do a music themed week. Finding a DJ, you know, once we book the talent, then it's finding a DJ that is in that same genre to come on and spin music and do that for the audience. So we do that during the breaks to try to bring the energy to the show. But I would say Music Week is probably Music Week and the celebrity shows are the hardest. They take the most planning and the most work for sure. For sure. And it's, you know, it's worth it because, you know, I think if you continue to watch this week, it's, we put together a great week of shows, and it's a week that Drew is very passionate about. He has his own serious radio show that he's been doing on Friday nights for the last, I think, 3 years. And so music is a passion of his. So it's a, it was a fun collaboration that we all worked on. And
you're
to do something different, like you said, not just the one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. I would say absolutely. And by the way, if you didn't see the show this morning, for the first time in a long while, maybe ever, Drew came out with a sweater. We were talking about this before we went on the air. And a very interesting sweater at that. I was trying to figure out like what was on that sweater. It was like patches and some lettering. Any clue about that?
I believe I believe it was a skull. You know, Drew came to me prior to us taping the episode, and he said, hey, you know, how do you feel about, he asked how I felt about him dressing more casual for this week of shows to kind of fit the genre of music. And I thought it was a great idea, and to allow him to really feel comfortable and feel himself, and to get into the spirit and the vibe of the episode we were doing. And I think his mood really reflected it. I think he felt great out there. I think he had a lot of fun in all of these shows and having the talent on. And so I think it was great. It was something different, you know, that we haven't done with him before. And you'll continue to see new outfits throughout the week.
Evan Walker is the executive producer of The Price is Right, the longest-running show of its kind in the history of television. And it's on every weekday. Most days, it's on 11 a.m. Most stations around the country, CBS stations, it's on 11 a.m., whatever time zone it is. And Evan joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Sign out, will be live from New York. And if you have some questions or comments or meeting minutes with Evan, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. How did you get into television and specifically game shows?
Well, I went to school for broadcast journalism. So my intent when I was, you know, 17 was to be a reporter, a news reporter. And to be perfectly honest, I realized when I was graduating that the news was really depressing. So I thought, oh, I'll move to LA and, you know, look into entertainment reporting. And my first job that I got was actually behind the scenes on like a recreation show, and I loved it. I loved working in television, and so I went that route, and I ended up working on my first game show. It was like a variety show called 30 Seconds to Fame, and it was fun, and I laughed every day at work, and I realized that, you know, from there I went on to work at now what's called NBC Row with Michael Davies, who's done a lot of game. And I just fell in love with how fun it was to go to work every day. I can't say I was a diehard game show fanatic growing up or anything like that, but I love the creativity that we can bring to these shows. I've always loved research, so I've worked on a lot of, you know, trivia shows. And, you know, the one thing I can say about The Price is Right is we come to work and we work hard and we work long hours, but we all laugh and crack up all day long because just, you know, the energy that this show brings and the happiness that it brings to people is, it's contagious, and it feels good. And it's a really fun environment to work in. So I feel really lucky to be here, to be a part of it.
Last week, Evan, we started a new feature called Takeaway of the Week. And one of the takeaways I suggested was that because of what happened with Jeopardy, the greatest of all time tournament on ABC, the primetime game shows where brainy people have a chance to really test their knowledge can work on television. Did you have a chance to see the Jeopardy tournament? And if you did, what were your thoughts about how it turned out?
I didn't see it, to be honest, because we were editing a lot of shows and working late, but I did read about it, and I know, you know, our former EP is over there working, and I spoke with him, and I think it's the ratings are amazing. They should be proud of the work they've done, and you know, Jeopardy's an incredible show, and I hope, you know, we continue to see more of game in primetime, you know, for all the shows.
People should remember, by the way, that way back when, The Price is Right started in 1956 with the original 9-year run on NBC, then on ABC, and it was first a daytime show, and then it became a primetime show every week. And check out the replays on YouTube with Bill Cullen as the host, and where you see some of the prizes that people had to bid on. They were absolutely incredible. Still are, by the way, you know, decades later. What's coming up for the rest of the season that we can talk about?
Yeah, we have, we're doing a Dream Car Week in February with Kurt Busch will be on. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch is coming on to give away a car. We have, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, we're doing a blind date special with singles for Valentine's Day, which is super fun. I think we had some good love connections, and Drew had a lot of fun with that show. We, later in the season, in the spring, we're going to do, we have a kids week where we have preschoolers playing up through college throughout the week. And we're going to have some middle school kids and high school kids that'll play by themselves without their parents, just super fun. And then we've got we'll be working hard on these primetime shows to bring some good talent and good charities to the show. And yeah, we might have a little something on April Fool's Day. We'll see.
I hope so. That's been over the years, that has been some of my favorite shows to watch. I still love Models Rule. I'd like to see that one come back. That was a classic, where the models took over the show.
You
and
love
did
that
really, one? Really good. That would surprise people.
They did. It was surprising because, you know, even we weren't sure what to expect. Like, we were putting them in a position to host the show, and they did a great job, and they had a lot of fun with it. So I'll have to, maybe we'll bring that back.
Keep your fingers crossed. And by the way, I understand you're going to be doing Puppy Bowl. I think that may be for a first time for you.
Yes. Yeah, not the first time. We've done the Puppy Bowl before, and we do it when we don't do a big Super Bowl show. We'll do the Puppy Bowl, and we have the ref come on. He's always fun. And so he's been here, I don't know, 4 or 5 times before, I think. So we're doing a fun little showcase with him for the Puppy Bowl.
You can catch The Price is Right weekday mornings, most markets, at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And in many cases, it follows Let's Make a Deal, which is now its 11th season on CBS, both hour-long shows. Check your local listings to the CBS station in your area. And when they play Price is Right, like I said, most stations play it at 11 a.m. local time. And for more details about the program, you can go to www.priceisright.com, where, by the way, sometimes you can get a chance to win prizes at home. And also go to cbs.com as well. Price is Right. Weekday morning, and also the at-night specials coming your way later this winter and spring on your local CBS station. Evan Walford, the new executive producer of Price Right, congratulates on your new role and how season 48 is going. It is going fantastic. Best to Drew, George Gray, all the models, everybody involved, and congratulations again, and thank you for being with us. We'd love to have you back anytime.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Again, Happy New Year and decade.
You too. Thanks so much.
Take care. Evan Walford, executive producer of The Price is Right, joining us from Los Angeles. More Tomorrow Televised coming away, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're looking for a very unique memoir, try this one, Educated by Tara Westover. I promise you it'll be unforgettable. And you can get it right now as part of a 3-book trial for Audible.com. As one, that if you decide to take your trial and make a subscription, you can save $50. That's right, $50 on the first year. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 100,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Get 3 free audiobooks, 1 month trial, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And remember, 2 of those audiobooks come from the growing collection of Audible Originals. It's everything from original productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man shows. So hear for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. And if you make your trial a full-time subscription, $50 off the first year. For all the details, audibletrial.com/televised. We come back, our Crap Trivia Question of the Week, and a little thought on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We'll get to all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio and Spreaker.com. Together, more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Feature on Spreaker, your home for Kings in the Morning. Check it out every weekday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Great talk, music, a whole lot more with Jay King and the crew. Kings in the Morning, weekdays on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And best VTR available 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to More Up Tomorrow. It's Tolomai Simon Avon with you live from New York. We are delighted to have you with us. And by the way, one follow-up on our interview with Evelyn Walkle. Evelyn took over the executive producer role from Mike Richards, who was the executive producer of both Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal for the last 10 years, and was a regular guest, by the way, on our show during his run. In case you haven't heard, Richards has moved over to Sony, where he will this fall become the new executive producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And probably sometime this summer, he'll also be working with the folks at Michael Davies, who Evelyn mentioned, as one of the executive producers of the new revival, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that will be on ABC, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, later this year. And thank you to Mike, by the way, for being with us a number of times over the course of his run, overseeing Price and Deal, and all the best to him in his new role at Sony. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. First, I want to give you the answer to our first question of 2020, which unfortunately nobody picked up, so no prize awarded. The question, who hosted Double Dare 2000 in 2000, 20 years ago? Amazing about that. Who hosted Double Dare 2000? The answer, how quickly we all forget, Jason Harris. That was our answer, the host of Double Dare 2000 in 2000, 20 years ago. Now it's time for our new classic trivia question. And if you get the question correctly, you'll win Identify Yourself, The Journey in Creative Courage by Night Flight creator and originator Stuart Shapiro. And here's the question. What 1950s Western television series was based on reporting by an Arizona newspaper? What 1950s Western television series was based on reporting by an Arizona newspaper? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And this time, we're going to add a second question with a second prize. Here's the question. Name that Arizona newspaper. Name that Arizona newspaper. If you get both answers correct, we will throw in Gentleman Jack, the reader and listener, the book by Ann Chumba based on the excellent HBO original series that came out last summer and coming back for a second season later this year. Put together with a foreword by Sally Wainwright, the series creator, producer, and often director. So you can win Identify Yourself and Gentleman Jack, the reader and listener, if you get both questions right. One more time, here's the classic trivia question. What 1950s Western television series was based on reporting by an Arizona newspaper? And the second question, name the newspaper. You know the answers, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, full mailing address. And don't forget, if you're first correct answer, you win, and we'll get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If you missed the question a moment ago, don't worry. We will post it on Facebook and on Twitter tomorrow morning. That's Facebook and on Twitter. My website there, or I should say Twitter tag, is at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in. And if you have won before, let somebody else win, okay? So let's see if we can this week get our first trivia winner of this new year and decade. Again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Miss the question? Look at Facebook tomorrow morning and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So all the very best, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay. Also, before we wrap things up, I want to give a shout-out to all the gang at Media Village that was at the Winter Television Critics Association Tour, providing wonderful coverage of that event, which wrapped up yesterday. Apple TV Plus was the final organization to showcase it for me. I have to tell you, this was the last 2 weeks, some of the newsiest weeks in recent television history in terms of all the announcements made. The tour apparently went very smoothly, a lot of good panels. Some people were notable absences. It was, I think it was very surprising, personally, that Netflix did not do an event. And I thought Apple TV should have had their key programmers, Zach Van Amberg and Jamie Ehrlich, there to join in with the discussion. Nevertheless, great event. Congratulations to the TV Critics Association Awards and Ed Martin, who is a Media Village colleague of mine that is involved with that association. And hopefully we'll have him on a future episode to talk about how the tour went. But believe me, it was incredibly newsy from start to finish. Everybody seemed to come in with their A-game, whether it was Amazon, whether it was HBO Max and HBO, or Showtime or CBS All Access, or Apple TV Plus, or Fox, the broadcaster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody seemed to really come in with their A-plus game in terms of news and news value for that program. And a lot of big celebrities, too, were there as well. So check out the coverage if you haven't at MediaVillage.com. It's www.MediaVillageCollege.com. You'll be glad you did. Really great coverage by Ed Martin, Jacqueline Cutler, and a whole bunch of other people. Pete Gidrow, a whole bunch of other people as well. So do check it out if you can. Again, we are going to be back with you Wednesday and Friday of this week. We don't have guests lined up yet. We hope to by airtime, so keep checking our social media on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll let you know as soon as we do confirm guests who those guests will be. That's this Wednesday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up an episode you missed, go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And thanks to all of you that caught our episode with the creator, executive producer of Netflix's super phenomenon, The Witcher, back on January 3rd, Lauren Schmidt-Hiswick. That episode has gotten nearly 500 listens. We get a replay every day or every other day, and we thank you for that. It's become one of the top entertainment listens on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to all of you for doing that. So check that out, and you can check out our other recent episodes so far this month and all of last year as well. Don't forget, we're also available on podcast, and you can find that anytime you like at iTunes, at Apple TV, the Spreaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Remember, you go to iHeartRadio.com, and you put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar. Click that bar to get our episodes automatically. You can also click on the category bar up above, put in entertainment, and you get our show that way as well. Love to hear from you. What do you think about having Evelyn Warfel, the new executive producer of Price Right On, what she's up to with that series, as well as the new At Night specials that are doing very well so far on CBS over the Christmas holiday season. Three more special leads coming your way later in 2020. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. I do return emails in 24 hours. Remember, that's how you're involved in our classic trivia question of the week. And we also have another feature we do regularly called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that you feel doesn't get enough attention from anybody? Well, we'd like to give it the attention, and we will, but we want to hear from you. And if we do hear from you and use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, get the credit. So email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Also find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, we love hearing from you, and we do respond. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate of Blog Talk Radio is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is executive content producer. And the co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a one-month trial and three free audiobooks and the possibility of getting a one-year subscription at $50 off that subscription, audibletrial.com/televise. In 1961, a Broadway musical came out called Carnival. It was based on the 1953 MGM film Lily, starring Leslie Caron as a waif in France who finds true love and true happiness in, of course, a carnival. Anna Maria Alberghetti played the role of Lily on Broadway. It ran for two seasons. And unfortunately, Carnival is, well, not very well known today, decades later, but one song from that musical is still played all over the place. It opens the show, it's in the middle of the show, and it closes the show. The song, Love, makes the world go round. The idea behind the song is very simple. When you open yourself up to other people authentically, or they open themselves up to you, that's when love happens. And that's when love makes the world go round. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday we celebrate today, was very much a believer in that. And he added something else too, a stand. A stand that for love to make the world go round, all of us, no matter where we come from, can appreciate, can respect, and can treasure who we are for each other, regardless of race, color, or creed. As we celebrate his birthday today, here's the invitation. Take on having your fellow human beings appreciate and respect you, and you appreciate and respecting them. Because the more of us that do that, the more of us provide the space so that love makes the world go round. For Tomorrow Will Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Wherever you are, on behalf of everyone at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio, have an excellent rest of your Martin Luther King Jr. birthday Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.